morning, Sunny. Or at least his body double, actor-turned-politician Sunny Deol has appointed another person as his representative to take care of his constituency Gurdaspur while he does exactly what in Mumbai. As for Mumbai, it's not sunny at all, and far from it, the city received the highest rainfall in a decade over a two-day period since Sunday, affecting trains and flights, resulting in massive traffic jams and flooding homes in low-lying areas. As per IMD updates, close to 200 mm or more rain per day is likely between July 3rd and 5th, which could hamper normal schedules. As per the forecast by IMD Rain, it is expected to remain intense even today, though IMD is hardly known for getting it right. MCGM has declared holidays in schools and colleges, and at least 16 people were killed and 13 others injured after walls collapse on hutments in Mumbai's Malad East and Kalyan due to heavy rainfall. It is 2nd July 2019, and it's not like the dailies are covering it, but did you know that UP government led by Ajay Kumar Bisht shut down the internet so people could not protest and the UP police could once again get away from beating up marchers? Well, in several places across the country, not just in UP, Muslims tried to protest and demand a law against lynching. Even the women's body that is supporting BJP on triple talak was protesting and wanted a law against lynchings, a far serious issue perhaps than triple talak. Most of these were peaceful, except in Uttar Pradesh, which is headed by a person who rose to the high seat by making a career out of attacking Muslims. The Uttar Pradesh government pulled the plug on the internet to prevent a little-known local organization from publicizing its call for a Bharat Band, or India Shut, on Monday. The band call was issued after police beat up marchers protesting the rise in lynchings. Muslim community members and a group of teachers marshalled by a social organization named Yuva Seva Samiti and chanting anti-BJP slogans were midway in their 4-kilometer march when the police baton charged them late on Sunday afternoon. And still sticking with communal tension, let's head to Old Delhi, where a fight over parking a scooter snowballed into communal tension at Lal Kuan near Chowri Bazaar in Old Delhi on Monday, the 1st of July, as groups of Hindu and Muslim residents accused each other of stone pelting and violence on the 30th of June. But the two men involved in the parking row, Aas Mohammed and Sanjeev Kumar Gupta, sustained injuries, as did a photojournalist from a Hindi daily who was clicking pictures at the spot. There was heavy security as narrow alleys of the walled city resembled a militarized zone with more than 1,000 Delhi police and paramilitary personnel armed with anti-riot gear deployed through the day on Monday. So how was your Monday? Moving from communal disharmony, we head to the other big issue that many states in India are facing, drought. The specter of a terrible drought is looming large in Bihar. This is Chief Minister Nitish Kumar himself who said this in the assembly on Monday, urging members of both houses of the legislature to discuss means to combat the impending crisis. I do not go by what scientists are saying. My own experience tells me that Bihar may be heading for a Bhayankar Sukha, a terrible drought. Maybe first thing to do, Mr. Nitish, is to go by what the scientists are saying. But then a party supporting a non-scientific, some may say anti-science, does not really posit a lot of confidence. And now this story, which just puts severe doubt as to what kind of country are we heading towards. Well, inspired from Bihar, which has a drought of alcohol, but this one is government stamped. In a judgment that could have far-reaching consequences, the Supreme Court yesterday clarified that a private car traveling on a public road can be deemed as a public place. Court had essentially overruled a 1999 Kerala High Court judgment which had said that a private car on a public road would still constitute a private space. The verdict can be interpreted to mean that any activity that is not allowed in a public space, such as smoking, will now not be allowed in a private car on a public road either. Actually, the case has its roots in an arrest made in Bihar where the traveller had gotten drunk in Jharkhand, but he was high in Bihar, though there was no bottle on him. Before we head to international news, the one company that is driving the international agenda these days, Huawei. But now in India, a senior government functionary has opposed allowing Huawei to participate in the ongoing 5G trials in the country, citing security concerns about the Chinese telecom giant, which is suspected to be close to the People's Liberation Army and the all-powerful Communist Party of China. And with that, let's head to international news, where Donald Trump is clearly taking inspiration from the rest of the dictators living on the planet. President Donald Trump yesterday said that he plans to display battle tanks on Washington's National Mall as part of a pumped-up 4th of July celebration that will also feature flyovers by fighter jets and other displays of military prowess. While past presidents have traditionally kept a low profile on the 4th of July, Trump plans to deliver a speech at the Lincoln Memorial. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters swarmed into Hong Kong's legislature on Monday, the 1st of July, defacing portraits of lawmakers and spray-painting pro-democracy slogans in the chamber before vacating it as riot police cleared surrounding streets with tear gas and then moved inside. Police estimated about 2 lakh people joined the peaceful march, the third major one in as many weeks. Organizers estimated the number at 5,50,000 or 550,000. After midnight, hundreds of police secured the building following a warning to protesters to clear it. Meanwhile, tired of breathing in some of the world's filthiest air, a group of activists and environmentalists in Jakarta have decided to sue the Indonesian government to take action. What an inspirational move. Shall wait for Delhiites to get their act together or die gasping for air. Well, did someone say climate change? Well, here is a climate change story for you. As never before seen phenomena are on the rise, here is a story coming out from Mexico, where a city had a temperature of 31 degrees Celsius, and despite that, nature gifted it ice. Well, officials in Mexico's second largest city say a freak storm that dumped more than a meter of hail on parts of a city damaged hundreds of homes. Storm also partially buried tractor trailers and cars, bringing families out onto the streets to play in ice piled high despite the summer heat. And since we are on unseen phenomena, here is one of the greatest upsets in champions history, this time at Wimbledon. And before I leave you for the day, a name you should know about is this 15-year-old Corey Goff, or Coco as she likes to be called, who grew out of fairy tales and wrote herself one when she beat 7-time Grand Slam winner Venus Williams at the Wimbledon. That's all for the day from my end. Hope you have a safe, healthy and a productive day ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye. Take a bath.